and welcome to The Blurb, the Christmas special of The Blurb. Very right. Exciting.
We're back.
Doing things a little bit differently. Me, that's Sarsfield with Winter. Greg Baxter.
Hello there. Nice to see you all again.
And Adrian Lane.
Hello.
We decided to not leave you hanging for all of December with just one Christmas episode.
How
we're
dare
we're going to do three.
Yes. How about that?
Short ones, though.
Yeah, not full hour-long. Yeah, no, yeah. It's going to be like a drama mini-series.
Exactly. Oof. Limited series.
Limited
exactly.
series right here, right now.
So we're going to kick things off today, and then you'll have to just stick with us for
three
more weeks to find out how it all ends.
You're going to have to, you have to stick with us, otherwise you won't know, and it's, yeah.
And what's the point of wasting your time listening to this one if you're not going to continue? Yes.
Exactly. You're wasting your time. You're wasting our time.
Yeah.
And no one wants that. Stop wasting time.
How do we feel about Christmas this year, boys?
Loving it. Looking forward to it, guys.
What are you loving about it, Adrian?
Of course. The snow. The
Oh, you're not going back home to the beautiful Antipodean land of Australia?
No, not this year.
You want a bit of that cold? The snap.
Give me that chill.
Yeah. The multiplying.
I want the mulled wine. I want the mulled cider. And I've even been hearing about mulled beer. I mean, it's weird. But
that's mad. That's gone too far.
Sounds disgusting.
Stop mulling everything. Please.
How about you, Greg?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it this year. It should be fun. Christmas is really quiet now, though. Like, when I was growing up, my family Christmases used to be really big. And they were really raucous, like, lovely, funny, loud. Like, it was just, and now, they're still lovely. They're just, it's just really small and quiet now. It's just gonna be, like, sister, mum and dad, that's it. And my sister's cat. And who's cooking for the first time. Really exciting.
Sorry, your sister's cat is cooking for the first time.
For the first time. Yeah, because they've never done it before.
Yeah, too
it's a
young
cat.
Probably.
I mean, give the cat some credit. Like,
yeah,
it's
a bit of experience.
Yeah, exactly. So they know what they're doing.
No, I get it.
Thank you. So that's my credit. It should be so fun, but quiet. What about you, Sarah?
I'm also staying in London for Christmas.
All right.
Planning on doing as little as possible and eating lots and lots of food.
That's it.
No, just a really quiet one. And I do enjoy London during Christmas because everyone leaves. And more
really?
Space for me.
Yeah. But then you got like, I was about to swear then, but on this podcast we swear a lot, don't we?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. So, sorry, scrap that. But, you know, it's full of fucking tourists. But that's when you go like up west.
Yeah,
that's when you're on Oxford
London.
Street. Yeah, that's when you're on
Which
your
I don't
Bond
recommend
Street.
To anyone.
Your Regent Streets. All you
exactly.
know those kinds of your
streets.
Your streets.
Mm. Yeah. Avoid the streets.
People. Avoid the streets in the West End, basically, and then you should be fine. Yeah.
Are we ready to do some improvising?
No, not at all.
Okay, we're gonna have to ask you to leave, Greg. But the rest of us will crack on.
Yeah.
The blurb for today, for the next 3 weeks, actually.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll recap this. No, we won't, because it's up to you to be here to know what's going on. I'm not going to spoon feed you information. It's your responsibility to be here every week.
Exactly. All right? If you forget what's happening, just go back. Listen again.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, shall we give it a listen?
Yeah, let's do it.
You're invited to a lavish Christmas party in an isolated mansion. And your hosts will do anything to keep you from finding out their secrets. Mm-hmm. When husband and wife, Henry and Claudine, organise their company's Christmas party in a remote mansion, they expect it to be a night to remember. But the festive mood quickly turns sour when a sinister gift is unwrapped in the Secret Santa gift exchange. As heavy snow traps the guests inside the mountainside lodge, it quickly becomes clear that one of the party is out for revenge. It's no longer just about enduring the evening. It's about making sure you get out alive.
Whoa, this is... I thought it was going to be like a Christmassy one. This is actually... It's
Christmas
scary.
Themed.
Yeah, Christmassy. Yeah, but it's like Die Hard.
Death
you know what I mean?
Christmas.
Like, it's like... Yes. Yeah, Christmas is sort of there in the background, but actually it's about bloody murder
and death
and a scary mansion and, yeah...
Yeah, okay, so we've got Henry and Claudine, wife and husband.
They've organised this Christmas do.
At a mountainside lodge in a remote location.
Yeah.
For their employees, I imagine, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This, and they're doing the Secret Santa gift exchange.
Mm, yeah.
I love it already.
And things take a turn.
So, yeah, that's something...
Not the good kind of turn, either.
No, exactly.
All right. Shall we get stuck in?
Let's do this. It. I'm ready. Let's rock and roll. Right. Yes. Boom. The snow was falling outside Clifton Lodge, a large ancient manor built, must have been a long time ago because some of it was falling apart. A few cars were in the driveway. In one of the cars was Henry and Claudette. In the back, presents, decorations, signage, and everything they need to set up a Christmas evening at the lodge.
Oh, Henry, did you remember to pack the baubles?
Yes, they're in the second box over here, Claudette.
Oh, you packed the red ones. I told you specifically the silver glitter ones.
Well, I got Philip to pack the boxes. I mean, I just was passing on the information. Claudette, I mean, really, silver glitter balls, is it necessary?
Yes, I have planned this meticulously. I know exactly where everything goes. I want it my way or no way at all.
Oh, gosh. Well, I could always send Philip back to go get them.
I'm in the back seat, yes. Sorry. I could always go back. I don't mind.
Thank you, Philip.
Always a pleasure, Mum.
But first, I want you to carry in all of these boxes into the main hall.
I will do anything for the both of you. I will die for you if that's what you want me to do. I'll move the boxes now. I'll just get outside.
Philip takes out the boxes, unpacks them in the house, and then sets back off home for 2.5 hour return trip to get the silver baubles with glitter. Back at the house, Henry and Claudette begin to decorate the room.
So as you see here, this is the room you've hired. It's a bit drafty. One of the windows got caved in someone threw a brick through the window.
Oh, it's bloody freezing.
It is very cold. I'm sorry. I'll just get that knocked up now.
Yeah, and you see that right.
But we've got the tree in for you. So you've got the tree and you've got the fireplace there, the big fireplace. So I'll start the fire in a minute. And yeah, do you know what? You two look really, really fancy. What kind of work do you do in the city?
Well, I don't work.
Why would you?
But my husband, Mr. Parsley, is a lawyer.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
You're a good one to know, then.
Exactly right. Do you need a lawyer?
Oh, no, but in my younger days, I was a bit of a tearaway, you know.
How long have you been here for?
5 years now. Best thing that ever happened to me. Yeah, with my wife, God bless her.
But I was under the impression that this house belonged to the Parthers.
The Fathers, yeah, they do still own it. We're just like caretakers because they live in Bermuda now for tax reasons. So
well, that makes perfect sense.
It was just me and the missus keeping an eye on the old place, and obviously they earn money hiring out to lovely people like you, lovely rich people like you.
And is this your cat?
Yes, it is, Captain Jack.
Huh. Well, I should hope it stays clear of the room for this evening.
He is a wanderer, so he.
And your wife, she's everything prepared for Christmas dinner.
She came back especially, yeah, and she's done the dinner. Yes, and the rest of your company, they're going to be arriving in a few hours, or?
Well, they should be here within the hour.
Within the hour.
I thought I stated that very clearly in my email.
Of course. No, but just so I know, and I'll get the nibbles sorted first, and then.
And there are dairy-free options. I'm also gluten-free, vegan, and sugar intolerant.
Oh,
Christ, man! Yes.
No, everything's dairy. Everything's either got dairy or sugar in it.
Henry, you deal with this man. I'll start setting up the bunting.
Claudette set up the bunting and all the decorations for the evening's entertainment. The caretaker, Jeff, boarded up the window and set the fire. And in no time, the room started to get a bit warm and it started to feel a little bit more like Christmas. Within the hour, people of the law firm started to enter and mingle.
Yeah, so I've closed that case, guys.
Bloody, you closed it?
Yeah, it's all done now. Well, you know, finished.
I thought you were fucking idiot. You could close anything. That's amazing. I thought you were going to get canned.
No, well, I've just, you know, first big case that I've taken on. What can I say?
I did do a lot of the work for you, Bert.
Look, Sharon, if, you know, there's a PA for a reason and,
Legal aid, Bert.
I'm sorry. This is the first time you've really spoken to me. Everything was through emails and it's really nice to meet you. But look, guys, are we staying here overnight or?
I think there was an option to, but I'm not. I'm going back as soon as we're done. Because I don't mind telling you guys, I hate Claudette and Henry. I think
Oh my God, me too.
Fucking, I was about to say a really horrible word there, but it might be too extreme. They're assholes. I hate them.
Well,
don't you?
Oh, I've never even met Claudette yet.
God, she's the worst.
You're in for a treat, my friend.
Well, I'm not looking forward to this much now. I might go get a top-up of eggnog.
I see Ernie over there.
Hello, guys. It's me, Aaron. Yeah, we're a mixed Australian-British company, it seems. Hi there. Ah, it's good they've got the nog here. I love a nog.
Get your nog on, boys.
Oh, we had to get everyone bloody presents, didn't we, for this bloody Secret Santa bloody thing.
Mate, I got a ripper.
Obviously, you can't say anything, but can you give us a clue?
Oh, mate, they're going to be shitting themselves,
Well, everyone, excuse me, please.
Hell.
I'm sorry. Yes, hi. Hello and welcome. I am Mrs. Parsley of my husband, Mr. Parsley at Parsley, Basil and...
Time.
I'm a man of few words, so basically, Merry Christmas, thanks for your hard work this year, and enjoy the eggnog.
The team sit down, the meals coming out, as they start to exchange gifts, organised by Claudette.
Okay, so I've never done a Secret Santa before, but I understand it has to do with gifts that we don't know anything about.
Oh, darling, it's just... You've got the bag beside you. I think you just pull the gift out, read out the name, and hand it to the person.
Oh, no. I won't be doing that. Where's Jeff?
Oh, Philip. Philip, we sent back to get the baubles.
Oh, no, Jeff the caretaker.
Oh, Christ. Oh, fucking hell, these guys don't know anything about anyone, do they?
This is why
I'm
going
to lead the firm. They don't really care.
You see what we mean?
I'm getting it.
Yeah, fucking, I know what you mean. Where does fucking eggnog here?
Get the dog on.
Does someone call for Jeff?
Yes, Jeff, it is Santa Claus time.
Oh, yeah.
Put the beard on. And the hat.
It's not really in my con. I don't really...
Get on with it, man.
Yeah, all right then. Jesus Christ, what have I become? Ho, Merry Christmas.
Oh, wonderful.
To everyone at Parsley, Basil and Time. Thank you for your work you've done this year. You're all adequate employees, and we wish that we earn more money next year. So pull your finger out for 2024. Oh, Claudette and Henry. Come and get your presents. Okay, we've got the first one here. We've got Bert. Is there a Bert here?
All right, what have we got here? Sweet, it's a beer stein, yeah! Fill that with some nog. Get my nog on.
We got an Ernie. Yeah, that's me, mate. Oh, it's a bit tiny. Let's have a look. 101 fart jokes.
Whoa.
Great. I think I know who gave you this one. Lovely. Is there a Philip? A Philip here?
He's in the back getting the tree set up.
Philip? Yeah. I'm just in the back. Yeah, I'll be there in 2 seconds.
Oh, Philip, get here, man. Now.
I'm here. Yes, I'm here. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to fire someone? I can fire someone?
No,
or do you
take
want me to...
the gift and enjoy it. And then
what
get back to the other room and finish setting up the tree.
Will you enjoy it if I enjoy it? Is that what you want me to do?
Of course.
Open the present, Philip.
Oh, my God. Oh.
What the hell is that?
It was a big parcel, but inside there's only it's a severed finger. Oh my God!
Christ!
Ooh!
I think we'll just leave it there for this week, guys. Oh, we don't want to give too much of the story in episode one.
What wonderful, rich characters, if I do say so myself.
Sounds very juicy so far.
Yeah,
very lots
eclectic
going on.
Mix of people here. Can't wait to see what happens next week.
Me too.
I hope you'll join us for part two of this Christmas spectacular that is The Blurb. Thank you very much for listening to us this week. You can find us on Instagram still.
We're still on Instagram. we are.
The website is no longer with us, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
But Instagram at The Blurb Official and email us at theblurbpod@gmail.com if you want to say hi or, I don't know, whatever.
Make friends.
Yeah.
Lonely, if you're lonely.
Yeah. Thanks very much and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
It's the blur.